Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're dealing with chapter number 17, which is the battle over the walls. The objectives of this, that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory, explain what is meant by spiritual walls, explain why spiritual walls are destroyed. You're going to be able to recognize strategies that Satan uses to attack spiritual walls, and you'll be able to identify spiritual counter strategies to assure victory at the walls. Our key verse is found in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20, which reads, "Then answered I them and said unto them, The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." Introduction. The book of Nehemiah in the Old Testament relates the story of a battle to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, which had been destroyed by an enemy. Walls were an important defense in the cities in ancient Israel. They protected against enemy invasion. The natural walls of Jerusalem are symbolic of our spiritual walls. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 18, it says, "Thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise." The natural walls mentioned in Nehemiah chapter 3 each have symbolic meanings which apply to our spiritual walls. The first of them would be the sheep gate, which represents the work of the cross in your life, the foundation of spiritual construction. The second would be the fish gate, which represents the Christian witness. Then we have the old gate, which represents the old nature changing to the new. Then we have the valley gate, which speaks of suffering and testing. Then we have the dung gate, which represents the work of the flesh, which must be eliminated. Then we have the fountain gate, which represents the work of the Holy Spirit. Next, we have the water gate, which represents the Word of God. Then we have the horse gate, which represents the believer's warfare. The eastern gate, which speaks of the believer's hope in the return of Jesus. And the Mifkad gate, which speaks of self-examination and the judgment seat of Jesus. So, your spiritual walls include the following: the walls of salvation, gates of praise, the work of the cross in your life, Christian witness, the old nature changed to the new nature, suffering and testing, elimination of the works of the flesh, the work of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, spiritual warfare, the hope of the return of Jesus, self-examination. So these are the spiritual walls that Satan has targeted also to destroy in your life. He wants to destroy your praise and Christian witness. He wants to destroy the work of the cross, suffering, and the Holy Spirit in your life. He tries to keep you from studying God's Word and acting upon its truths. Satan wants to defeat you in spiritual warfare. He wants to prevent self-examination and to entrap you in the works of the flesh and the old sinful nature. He wants to destroy your hope in the return of Jesus. These are the spiritual walls, and Satan attacks them with strategies identical to those used in the battle over the walls in Jerusalem. So this lesson is going to be focusing on the battle over the walls of your spiritual life, and it uses the story of Nehemiah to draw powerful parallels of spiritual warfare. The situation in Jerusalem. Before continuing with this lesson, I would like you to go ahead and read Nehemiah chapters 1 through chapter 7, verse 3, and then also chapter 1 and 2 of Nehemiah, which describes the condition of the walls around Jerusalem. They were in ruin. They were destroyed by enemy invasion, and the gates had been burned with fire without walls and gates. A city was really open for invasion on every side from enemy forces. If your spiritual walls are destroyed, you too are then open to attack of the enemy. The reason for the problem. Nehemiah recognized the walls had been destroyed and the city was in a present condition because of sin. When your spiritual walls are in ruin, it also can be because of sin. It is because of sin. Nehemiah felt an intense burden from God to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and to provide protection for the inhabitants. His preparation and plan are described in chapters 1 and 2. He and his workers were determined to arise and build the walls. Strategies of Satan, the battle over the walls. When Nehemiah determined to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem, he met with powerful opposition from his enemies. Likewise, when you determine to rebuild spiritual walls, you will face similar opposition from your enemy, Satan. The strategies of the enemies of Nehemiah are identical to the strategies that Satan uses to attack our spiritual walls. The attacks are divided into two main categories: external attacks and internal attacks. So let's explore these. The first one is external attacks. These are attacks that the enemy launches from without through others who are not part of the body of Christ. Such attacks include, first off, direct criticism. The enemies criticize, "What do you think you're doing?" They were against the reconstruction project and tried in every way to prevent it. Number two, mocking and scorn. Nehemiah became a target for tongues. The enemy tried to defeat him through the mocking and scorn of others. Satan will use the tongue of others to try to discourage and defeat you. Number three, false accusations. The enemy attacked Nehemiah personally with false accusations. They accused him of being a rebel. Satan is called the accuser of the brethren, and he will use others to accuse you as well, as putting accusing thoughts in your mind. Four, diversion. The enemy tried to get Nehemiah to join them for a meeting. The meeting was a diversion tactic to call Nehemiah away from the work of rebuilding the wall. Diversion from the things of God and the work he has given you to do is still a chief strategy that Satan uses. Five, popular influence. The enemy said, "Let us meet together," trying to influence Nehemiah with popular opinion. Popular opinion said Nehemiah was a rebel and the wall could not be built. Trying to get believers to conform to popular opinion, majority rule, and the principles of the world is a key strategy of Satan. A false prophet claiming to be of God was even used by the enemy to attack Nehemiah. Popular opinion would say to listen to a prophet of God. We are warned that false prophets who could or would divert us from God. Next we have compromise. Nehemiah refused to compromise. He did not conform to the wrong lifestyles and principles around him. His motto was, "So did not I because of the fear of God." Satan promotes compromise. He tries to convince believers that something is all right because others are doing it, or that such things really are not wrong. 7. Threats and fear. The enemy made fearful threats against Nehemiah and his workers. Satan knows that fear paralyzes, but faith energizes believers to be effective for God. When Nehemiah was offered a way to escape from the enemy, he refused to be fearful and retreat. He did not take the easy way out. Satan tries to make believers flee in the face of opposition. When you're running, you're retreating. And when you retreat, you do not gain or hold spiritual ground. When you walk by faith, you will encounter opposition to those who walk by sight. Fighting and hindering. Open attacks of fighting and hindering were also used. The enemy is not always subtle in his attacks. Sometimes he comes right out in the open to fight and hinder. 9. Conspiracy. A conspiracy or a plot was made against Nehemiah by the enemy. The enemy plots against your life also. In John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And in 10, attacks at vulnerable times. The greatest attack of the enemy came when the wall was half finished, because this was a strategic important time. And the enemy invades at strategic times when you are vulnerable and most open and affected by his attacks. The prophet Jonah became despondent after the greatest revival ever experienced. So therefore he was compromised. David fell into sin at a time of great victory in his life. Up until that time, he had not known any military defeat. Samson fell into sin when he began to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines. So when you are being effective for God, you are vulnerable to enemy attack. Satan is concerned most with those who are advancing in the spirit world. Now we have internal attacks. Internal attacks of Satan are those made from within the body of Christ. They include discouragement. The workers became discouraged, which results in a loss of strength, a loss of vision because of too much rubbish, and a loss of confidence. Number two was dissension. Nehemiah opens with the dissension among God's people. If Satan divides the body of Christ, he makes us ineffective. We are busy battling with each other instead of building. Wrong motives are always behind dissension. In Nehemiah chapter 5, the wrong motives was greed. 3, weak believers. The enemy used weak workers, which is symbolic of the weak believers in the body of Christ, to try to defeat the construction project. Spiritual counter strategies, victory at the wall. The following strategies were used by Nehemiah to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and you can use these same strategies to assure victory in your spiritual life. First off, you want to examine the walls. As Nehemiah did in the natural world, examine the walls of your spiritual life. Because think about it, the fact of whether the enemy has crept into your personal life, your church, your home, your fellowship, your business, etc. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28 says, but let a man examine himself. And in 2 Corinthians 13:5, it says, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. So remember that self-examination is one of the symbolic gates of your wall in the spirit world. Satan will try to prevent you from self-examination because it will result in recognition of areas in your life where you have let him destroy the walls and invade. Confess your sin. As Nehemiah recognized the reason that your walls are destroyed, and it's because of sin, then like he did, confess your sin and ask for forgiveness. In 1 John chapter 1, 8-9, it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Recognize that you cannot build alone. When Nehemiah's workers said, we ourselves are unable to build a wall, it was true. It was a true statement because themselves they were unable. They needed the power of God to equip them for the task, and so will you. Arise and build. As Nehemiah determined to rise and rebuild your spiritual walls. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20 says, then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Be prepared. You will face opposition from the enemy. But do not be diverted. Nehemiah refused to be diverted by enemy tactics. Do not let the enemy divert or distract you from building your spiritual walls. Do not be swayed by popular opinion. Popular opinion was that Nehemiah was a rebel. Popular opinion held that the walls could not be properly rebuilt. Nehemiah was not swayed by popular opinion. Rather than conform to popular opinion, Nehemiah set an example. He said, so did not I because the fear of God. Become an example in spiritual warfare and do not become part of the crowd that says that victory is impossible. Next, you want to identify the enemy and his strategies. Nehemiah identified the enemy and his strategies, and he discovered that the enemy planned a surprise attack. You must identify your spiritual enemy and his strategies in order to be effective in spiritual warfare, and this will help you to be prepared for surprise attacks. Recognize that the enemy has conspired against you to kill, steal, and destroy, but realize that God has greater power and he wants to give you life more abundantly. Develop spiritual counter strategies. Nehemiah developed a counter strategy when he heard the enemy plan to attack. He set some workers as a guard to watch for the enemy. Every worker built the wall but also had his sword and was prepared to fight. A signal was arranged, which was a trumpet blast, to alert the warriors of an invasion. Because they were prepared to fight and knew the strategy of the enemy, they prevented an invasion. They knew if they had to war the enemy, God would fight for them. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20 says, "Our God shall fight for us." So if you develop proper spiritual counter strategies, you can prevent many invasions of the enemy in your life. When Satan does not break through and invade, be assured that God will fight for you. You also want to face the enemy. When Nehemiah was offered refuge from the enemy, he refused. He said, "Should such a man as I flee?" Nehemiah faced the enemy in God's power. When the enemy threatens you, do not flee or take the easy way out of your spiritual walls, because the walls will never be secure. When internal decision and dissension and discouragement arose and the enemy worked through the weak believers, Nehemiah did not ignore the attacks. He confronted and he conquered them. Protect your wall in vulnerable times. In the story of Nehemiah, the greatest attack of the enemy came when the wall was half finished. When you start building in the spirit world, when you enter into an arena of effective spiritual warfare, be prepared, because it's a vulnerable time and you're a target for the attacks of Satan. What you want to do is build the wall. Nehemiah's response to direct criticism, mocking, scorn, false accusations, threats, and fear was to simply continue building the wall. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 21 says, "So he labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared." Nehemiah stayed with the task. He did not stop building. And in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15, it says, "So the wall was finished in 25th day of the month of Elul in 52 days. Nehemiah did in a short time what the enemy said could not be done. If the walls are down around your life, the enemy may tell you that this task is hopeless. But with God's help, you can rebuild the wall. With his strength, you do not have to take a long time to do so. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." So when the enemy attacks your spiritual reconstruction project, do not quit. Just keep building your spiritual walls. And lastly, set a watch. When Nehemiah completed rebuilding the walls around Jerusalem, he set a guard to watch over the walls and gates of the city. Set a watch over your spiritual walls and always be alert for the attacks of the enemy. That's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me for the next lesson.
Hey, and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.